Concours écrit comme 2005. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 2. Banana Union, the greed and corruption of MEPs. Members of the European Parliament routinely fiddle their expenses. This is not a slur or a rumour. It is an acknowledged fact. When flying to and from their constituencies, MEPs are allowed to claim the full cost of full fare tickets, even if they travel on a low-cost airline. This can add many thousands of euros to their salaries. The good news is that, after years of raking in the cash, the European Parliament proposes to end this scandal. The bad news is that its intended solution is to replace the long-standing system under which MEPs are paid the same salaries as parliamentarians in their home countries. Instead, the Parliament proposes that, after next June's election, all MEPs should get a basic salary of just over 9,000 euros, or $11,000, a month, a number chosen to be equivalent to half the pay of a European court judge. Such a generous rate will mean that MEPs from the poorer countries will be absurdly well paid compared with politicians back home. A Slovak MEP, for example, will earn around five times as much as his country's prime minister, and nearly 33 times the average Slovakian's income. The governments of the present 15 members are voting on the pay package next week. They may reject it. The Germans, in particular, prodded by campaigns in the domestic press, want to block the deal. MEPs protest that if the new pay arrangements are not approved, the best opportunity for years to stamp out the abuse of expenses will be lost. Some add, sotto voce, that if MEPs from the new member states try to live in Brussels on the same salary as their domestic equivalents, they will be forced either to sleep under a bridge or to fiddle their expenses in the traditional fashion. Such arguments do not stack up. On top of their basic salary of over 9,000 euros a month, MEPs will benefit from a special low tax rate, a generous pension scheme, a tax-free allowance of 257 euros for every day they turn up to work, a further 3,620 euros a month in general expenses, and over 12,000 euros a month to pay for secretarial help and office equipment. The threat that, if they are not granted an inflated salary, MEPs will go on complaining fictitious expenses is worthy of a banana republic. The abuse of expenses should have been ended years ago and ought to be now, no matter what level of pay MEPs eventually secure. No wonder voters in most countries do not take the European Parliament seriously. Fin du texte numéro 2.